Hello and welcome. Thanks again for tuning in to the Upgraded Life Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Nick Sotelo, and I'm going to share with you what I call the 3 points of clarity. Now, I think the 3 points of clarity are critical. It's my way of reducing the things that I try to achieve and accomplish when I'm working with somebody, and I work with people in a variety of ways, whether it's mental health counseling or whether it's coaching or anger resolution coaching, just a lot of different ways that I personally work with people. And at some point, somehow, some way, it comes back to these 3 points of clarity. So I'm going to share them with you, and I'm going to tell you why they're important and how to use them. And here's another big takeaway from this. Anything that you buy, anything that you spend time and resources on that's supposed to help you be a better version of you, if it's not helping you with the 3 points of clarity, I got to tell you, you're probably wasting your time. All right, so wasting time, let's not waste anymore. Let's get to the 3 points of clarity. So they are, who am I? What do I really want? And where am I today in relationship to what I just said I really want? Those are the 3 items that everybody needs to be crystal clear on in order to have fulfillment in their life. The 3 points of clarity. So let's go through them. And we'll start with the first one of who am I? That is a critically important question. It's a question that hopefully this isn't the first time that somebody has prompted you to ask. And I think about David Goggins. He says the most important conversation that you can ever have is the conversation that you have with yourself. And I think a big part of that conversation is the question, who am I? Now, one of the things that I don't like about self-help and gurus and what I call guru speak is oftentimes they just leave it with that. They'll say, hey, if you want to make improvement in your life, you just need to ask yourself the question, who am I? Well, that's right. That's true. They're not lying to you. But how do you do that? What do you actually do with that question? Well, here's what I do with it. One of the basic ways, basic meaning foundational, basic meaning pivotal, basic not meaning, oh, you can just skip over it. Basic is the thing. Doing the basics right, doing the fundamentals right is what truly will move the needle. So one of the basic fundamental ways of answering the question, who am I, to get clarity on that question is through core values. And I have podcast episodes already on the Upgraded Life Podcast dedicated to core values. So if you don't know comprehensively what core values are, I'd invite you to go find that podcast. It's one of my earlier episodes that I recorded a couple years ago. And I still use it all the time. I refer people to it all the time. But core values, once you do a core values exercise, and once you get firm on your core values, that's a huge part of answering the question, who am I? So core values, when I assign this exercise, there's a lot of different ways to do it. And I'm not going to do that here. I'm just going to reduce it to kind of what it is. And then if you want to explore it more, you'll do so knowing some things to really focus in on. But I think you need to settle on 3 to 5 core values. And core values are words. They're concepts that are, they're principles that are distilled down to a word or two. They're not lengthy phrases. A word or two. And settling on 3 to 5 of them is, I think, the sweet spot for it. If you do more than 5, like sometimes you might find an exercise that says pick 10, pick 15, 20, 25, that's not going to be practical for the way that I teach people to use core values. 3 to 5. And the reason why it's 3 to 5, well, before we get to the use, let me talk more about what are they and what they're not. So core values are the things that matter most. And they're the things that always matter. So no matter what's going on in your life, core values are going to be the things that matter the most. And they're going to be the things that always matter. core values can be used to guide the decisions that you have to make. Short-term, mid-term, long-term decision-making. Core values will help you make the best decision possible. Notice I didn't say the perfect decision or the right decision. The best decision possible, given the information that you have and how that information can be filtered through your core values. That is one of the biggest pieces of utility for having core values on board and having that be part of your clarity process to answer the question, who am I? Core values help you make meaning out of struggles that you have in life. Life doesn't always go your way. That's a given. There's going to be pain in your life. That's a given. And core values will help you make sense of that. It'll help you bring meaning to it. And not always can you do this, but in pain that you experience in your life, core values will help you leverage that pain for something, for greatness. That is through that pain experience that you can turn into an experience of greatness to support yourself, support your family, and inspire others. Core values can help support all of that. I use core values every day. That's how I start and stop my day. And so I'm primed. In the mornings, I prime myself on my core values, and I think about the day that I have scheduled. And then I'll ask myself, how can I bring about my core values given these tasks that I know I have to engage in? And at the end of the day, I will look back on the events, look back on the what's transpired, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I'll ask myself a question, how well did I do at staying centered on my core values? And then that helps me set up the mission for tomorrow and the next day. So if I'm answering those questions to myself honestly and with transparency, it's what allows core values to be a powerful force in my life and in your life if you choose to use them. Okay, so identity, who am I? One of the best ways to answer that question is to get solid on core values. All right, the next point of clarity is, what do I really want? And then this is another important question. What do I really want? And I don't think most people could respond to that question impromptu in the moment if it's sprung on them. And maybe that's not such a bad thing. Maybe I want people to take some time to let that question sink in, sit on some open loops, and then respond to it in a thoughtful way. But nonetheless, if you've thought about it and you're clear on it, then you should be able to respond to it when somebody asks you the question, what do you really want? And this is the what is life all about type question. I know it's kind of ethereal, it's kind of existential, but it's something that we all wrestle with, in my belief, in my opinion. I think we all wrestle with it. Now, to what degree we wrestle with it, well, that's where the variation comes from. But what do I really want? What is a life worth living? Is life just about working to pay bills? And then you get bigger bills, so you need to work more? Is that what life is all about? In my coaching world, when I ask somebody, this is one of the assignments that I use is describe your ideal day. If you have your ideal life, you've accomplished what you want to accomplish. What is an ideal day for you? And most people will describe working. Most people will describe what they're going to do in their job, which there's nothing wrong with that. But it just kind of just tells you that people have reduced a life worth living to working, spending their precious hours in a day to work for something or someone else in hopes of being fairly compensated. And I know for me that there's more to life. That isn't how I defined a life worth living. And I help other people to discover what a life worth living really means to them. What do I really want? That's the second point of clarity. I borrow a lot from Steve Sims here. He wrote a book called Blue Fishing, and he's a guy that his claim is, and I think it's a true claim. I've got secondhand experience to Steve Sims and what he's capable of doing. But his claim is that he can get you anything that you want that takes time and money in this world. That if you want it, he can get it. Of course, he's going to apply his own morals and scruples to that, depending on what the request is. But that's his claim, that if it's something that can be bought or had in this world, he can get it for you. So in his book, Blue Fishing, he talks about how people will come to him with all kinds of requests and for things that they want, and he presses them because most people really haven't figured out what they really want. So when you ask that question to yourself, or if you ask it to somebody else, what do I really want? The first answer that you typically get is what people have been conditioned to tell you, right? If I say, what do you really want, Frank? Frank's going to say, oh, not much. I just want to be happy. Just want to live a basic life. Not have to worry about much. Okay. That is how typically people will respond. It's a socially acceptable answer. And those answers are usually focused on getting themselves out of the conversation because it's uncomfortable for somebody to ask them, hey, what do you really want, Frank? Or Carl, I'll go Gary V. Carl, what do you really want? That's an uncomfortable question. And so when they respond to it, they're going to give you a socially acceptable answer. And the point of that response is to get them out of the conversation. So you got to ask him again, Carl, what do you really want? And second time around, the responses typically will tap into what a person's parents told them they should be doing or what they should want. So they'll give you a response, well, I want a good career. I want to be able to take care of my family. I need to go to college and get this specific degree. I need to be prepared to take over the family business. What do you really want? And so that second layer of response is going to stem from the expectations that have been put on them by the people who were responsible for raising this person. Again, what do you really want? What is a life worth living according to you? So you got to ask somebody a third time in order to begin to get at the true source of what is it that somebody really wants. So the third time, what do you really want? You're going to be tapping into their dreams, their true desires, their deepest wishes, the things that they have probably told themselves are out of their reach. They're not possible. The things that they say someday this will happen, one day this will happen. That's what you're getting at the third time around when you ask somebody, what is it that they really, really want? Okay, so that's the second point of clarity. And I'll say, I don't think that you can answer that question, what do I really want, until you've answered the question, who am I? So there is some sequence to this. You got to start with, who am I? At least in order to, I guess you don't have to start there, but just like I said, I think it's difficult, if not impossible, to answer the question, what do I really want, unless you have resolved the question of who am I? Okay, moving into the third point of clarity. The third point of clarity is, where am I today in relationship to what I really want? Okay, so you're taking the first two questions, the first two points of clarity, and then you're going to have an honest evaluation in the here and now. Where am I in relationship to what do I really want? And then how you answer that question, where am I today in relationship to what I really want? You need to consider how you got to the place where you're at today. And you need to consider, if nothing changes, I'm on this certain trajectory, if nothing changes, is that going to wind up with me being at a place of achieving what I really want? And if the answer is yes, then bravo, you've won, or you're winning. Don't change anything. Because if you're on the right trajectory, honestly, then why change anything? You run the risk of messing it up. But through your honest evaluation, if you realize that you're not on the right trajectory, then you need to figure out what needs to change. You need to figure out how to get on the right trajectory. Because your goal here then, after getting clarity on who I am and what do I really want, is to engineer your days moving forward. So that way, when every day passes, you are making some sort of progress, closing the gap between where you are now and where you want to be tomorrow. So that's the purpose of doing this honest assessment and evaluation, is to make sure that you are closing the gap. So if you've decided, Carl, that you're not on the right trajectory and that you're not closing the gap every single day, well, then you need to figure out what you need to change. And here's the way to do that. So you need to be honest about what you are doing every single day. And so an easy way to do that, easy doesn't mean simple, but is to look at the last week. Take a week's time, and I want you to think about every day in that previous week, and I want you to get out some method of being able to type or write. So if you want to do that, hard copy, pen and paper, perfect. If you want to type it out, no problem there. But take every single day for the past week, and from the time that you got up to the time that you went to bed, and I want you to write out what you did for every single day. And do that for a week. Do that for 2 weeks if you want. Do it for a month, 60 days, 90 days if you really want to drill into it. But at least a week. Start with a week. The last 7 days, for each day from the time that you got up to the time that you went to bed, write out hour by hour at least what it is that you did. And then after you have that data, I want you to use the start, stop, keep method. Start, stop, keep. So what that is you look at what you did every day for the past 7 days, and you need to say to yourself, what do I need to start doing that isn't present in what I accounted for in the past 7 days? What are things that are absent, that are missing, that need to be there in order for me to close the gap between where I am today and where I want to be tomorrow, where I need to be in order to get what I really want? What do I need to start doing? Start, stop, keep. Next thing, stop. What do I need to stop doing? I looked at my past 7 days and, oh my goodness, I spent so much time doing X. And I'm not going to fill in X, because that's a trap. Because I could say something that for me would be something that I need to stop doing, but for somebody else, maybe it's something that they need to start doing. I can't know that for you. I can't put that out there, and I don't want to unfairly or unduly influence somebody to say, if I were to fill in the blank, what do I need to stop doing? That could steer somebody wrong, and I don't want to do that. But you need to do that for yourself. What do you need to stop doing based on the account that you gave yourself over the past 7 days? Start, stop, keep. Keep doing. So I looked at the past 7 days and I saw I've been doing Y on a consistent basis, and I need to keep doing that. So that's how you use the start, stop, keep method to, after you've assessed the past 7 days, and then you'll start having a strategy for engineering your days so that at the end of every day you can look back on it again using core values assessment and then asking an additional question. Did I close the gap? And you want to be able to answer that question yes every single day, even if it's small, even if it's a little thing. Closing the gap in a little way is better than making no ground or moving backwards. So that's how you use start, stop, keep after you have assessed the previous 7 days. And this is all part of the strategies for being clear, getting clarity on where you at today in relationship to what you really want. So that's a summary for the 3 points of clarity. I think that these are critical things to achieve clarity on. And let me give you some reasons why. So I think that if you're miserable in life for whatever reason, it's because you lack clarity on one, two, or all three of these points of clarity. I think that if you struggle with things like anxiety and depression, and I say that coming from my formal training in the mental health field, that if you struggle with things like anxiety and depression, there's a high likelihood that you lack clarity on who am I, what do I really want, and where am I at today in relationship to what do I really want. And that when you achieve clarity on those three items, it will significantly boost your resilience to what we call mental health disorders. I think that if you're burned out in your job, you lack clarity on one or more of these points of clarity. I think that if you struggle to make decisions in your life as an adult, adulting is hard for you. I think it's because you lack clarity on one or more of these three points of clarity. Okay, so I hope you get it. I hope you're following the path, the breadcrumbs that I'm laying out for you. I'm going to end it there. This was the inspiration for this podcast episode comes from a lot of different places, but credit where credit's due. It's really coming out of the Forge Finance community. It's a cryptocurrency community that you can find on Telegram. You can find on Twitter at ForgeBSC. And I'm one of the Forge Wardens, which is a leadership group within the Forge community. And there was a little challenge for the month of August, which is just wrapping up 2022. And part of that challenge was to produce something like this, produce something that was going to be helpful and beneficial to the community. And so I've been thinking a lot about three points of clarity. I taught it to a class earlier this week. And I figured, why not turn it into a podcast episode and put it out there? So I'll be sharing this for sure within the Forge community, and I'll be uploading it up to my podcast here relatively soon, which is the Upgraded Life Podcast. Shout out to Daniel and Michael from the Forge community. They're the co-founders. And if you have any interest in learning about how to use Web3, crypto investing, DeFi crypto investing, then I highly recommend jumping into a community like Forge, because they're going to take care of you. And people like me will be there to make sure that you are taken care of, served well, educated well, and informed on how to be safe in the Web3 cryptocurrency environment. Well, there it is. I'll leave it here. Three points of clarity. I know that if you take those questions, those tasks seriously, it's going to help you move the needle forward in your life. As always, I'm going to urge you to do something, hopefully find some clarity on these three points of clarity so that you can realize and reach your true potential.